And we're going to be joined by Kate Walsh, actress extraordinaire. You may remember as Dr. Addison Montgomery on Private Practice, amongst other things. She now joins us on The Attack. Good morning, Kate. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard this morning.
Joe, thank you for having me. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's really, really our pleasure. First of all, before we get into the storied and varied career, let's talk about some of the great work you're doing in promoting awareness of stray cats and cat shelters and how we can get involved.
Okay. I partnered with Purina Cat Chow specifically. We all know how cute and cuddly the cats are and how important it is to adopt cats and kittens. But no one really talks about the volunteers, the people that really are tirelessly working for nothing but just the love and service of the animal. So Purina Cat Chow is sponsoring a Shelter Volunteer of the Year contest. And basically, Purina Cat Chow has asked that 50 cat-focused shelters, one from each state, basically, to nominate their top volunteers and their stories. And from now until March 15th, everyone can go online at catchow.com and vote on their favorite volunteer story. And then the winner gets $25,000 from Purina Cat Chow towards, get this, a shelter makeover, Joe. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea, and I think this is a great approach from Purina. This is, as you said, this is the other side of the coin. You know, we've always talked about different aspects and different avenues to attack helping, you know, cats that are and dogs that are unfortunately have to be placed in shelters. But we never actually talk about the employees, those that volunteer and do that hard work, because without them, there would be no shelter.
That's correct. It is. And it's so important what they do. And, you know, it's like that saying, like, behind every great man is even a greater woman. Like, this is what I feel like behind every, you know, kitty cat, there's a tireless working volunteer. So it's such an awesome thing to honor them. And it's so easy. You just go on to catchout.com and you can vote and listen to a story. Whichever one moves you the most, you can vote for them. And then they get a gorgeous shelter makeover. But everybody really wins. Every shelter will get cat supplies and food and toys. And it's really about making these dudes, these little kitties, as comfortable as possible before they're adopted. So it's pretty awesome.
And the truth of the matter is you practice what you preach. You have two rescue cats, Billy and Pablo.
I do. We've always, you know, growing up, we always had rescue cats, whether strays would come find us. We've always rescued cats and dogs. And it's just, I can't even imagine, you know, my house without my cats. And we have, like, I have two cats. I have a dog. Billy and Pablo are the cats. They're, like, 11 years old now. They're definitely a part of the family. So it's been a great thing. And I've grown up with cats. So I love them. So this is a no-brainer for me to partner up with Purina Cat Chow.
And for somebody that works as hard as you, a cat's a great pet because while they need love and attention and you can give them that, they're very self-maintaining as you go off of those long 12, 14-hour days of work. And speaking
That's
of
right.
that, What are the latest projects that you are working on now, and where will we be able to see you?
Well, I have a movie coming out, I think at the end of this month. It's called Just Before I Go. Courtney Cox directed it. It's a comedy, kind of a dark comedy, but it's with Sean William Scott and me and Olivia Thirlby and Garrett Dillahunt, and it was awesome. I loved it. Rob Riggle's in it, too. He's awesome in it. And then I also have one opening at the Palm Beach Film Festival called Any Day, which is a pretty heavy drama with Sean Bean and Ava Longoria, Tom Arnold, and me. So it's been great. It's been great for the last couple of years to see the fruits of my labors coming out. So I'm excited to have these films out for everyone to see.
Well, you're acting with a couple of my favorites and a couple of regular guests here on The Attack. Rob Riggle's on a few times a year. And I love Rob, and he's a big sports fan. And Tom's a lot of fun, and he's done so many varied things in his career, and his journey is always so interesting. So those are two of my favorite people in Hollywood,
they're
and I do interview a great many of them.
Yeah, they're amazing dudes.
I know time is a little short with you. Real quick, before we get out the door. We gave all the 411 on how we can help the cats. This is a question about the acting process. How hard is it to go from doing the comedy to the drama and vice versa?
You know what? I love it. I've always done both. So it was really fun for me after Grey's and Private Practice to get back into the comedy. And I loved, Fargo was such an awesome experience for me, and Bad Judge. And it's tricky, but it's not. Comedy is definitely harder, but I love both. So I just like challenging myself.
Okay, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We promised we'd keep you on schedule. We're doing just that. Anytime you want to come on for any reason, you're more than welcome here on the Spano and Black Attack. Thank you very much. That was Kate Walsh joining us here on the Attack. Boy, did she have to run, but we wanted to make sure we keep her on schedule.